KSRN News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump says the U.S. will be tapping Venezuela's vast oil reserves now that it has removed President Nicolas Maduro. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The president said the U.S. is in the oil business and plans to fix Venezuela's oil infrastructure.
We're going to be taking out a tremendous amount of wealth out of the ground.
Speaking at his Mar-a-Lago estate, Donald Trump said there are plans to sell the oil to other countries and keep some.
That wealth is going to the people of Venezuela and people from outside of Venezuela that used to be in Venezuela. And it goes also to the United States of America in the form of reimbursement.
He said the U.S. will be running Venezuela during the transition. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Venezuelans living in rural Florida celebrate after President Trump announced on social media that the U.S. had launched a large-scale strike on Venezuela and captured the Venezuelan president. The FBI announced Friday that authorities disrupted a potential terrorist attack planned for New Year's Eve in North Carolina. U.S. Attorney Russ Ferguson says the 18-year-old terror suspect had been reading ISIS material and made TikTok videos.
And eventually reached out what he thought was a member of ISIS. In reality, was an undercover agent with NYPD in New York. He pledged his allegiance to ISIS with that undercover agent, and he disclosed his plans to, quote, do jihad soon.
National security advisors from Europe and other allies have discussed security guarantees in Kyiv as the U.S.-led push to end the war in Ukraine intensifies. Saturday's discussions should be followed by a meeting Tuesday. This is SRN News. Are you reading scriptures?
The American Bible Society's annual report finds about 41% of Americans qualify as Bible users, meaning they have read the scripture at least three times a year outside of church services. That's up from 38% last year, but down from 2021, when half of Americans fit that category. The ABS report also reveals that a little over a third of Gen Z and millennials would qualify as Bible users, an increase for millennials over 2024. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo is adding his voice to the chorus of critics condemning Illinois for legalizing assisted suicide. The pontiff, who is from Illinois, says he had spoken explicitly with Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker and urged him not to sign the measure into law. Leo told reporters, "We were very clear about the necessity to respect the sacredness of life from the very beginning to the very end. Unfortunately, I decided to sign the bill." This is SRN News. A woman is arrested in Maryland road raid incident. Bill Alexander has the story.
Not just any woman, but a Washington, D.C. police sergeant. Kayla Cruz is accused of pulling out a gun and a crowbar during a road rage clash in Annapolis, Maryland. Cruz was arrested on New Year's Day after a felony assault investigation by Maryland State Police. The victim told troopers that the suspect brandished a crowbar and then the firearm during the incident. Kayla Cruz was identified as the suspect and arrested near her home.
The year 2025 was scary good for investors. It was scary because the U.S. stock market plunged to several historic drops on worries about everything from the tariffs to interest rates to a possible bubble in artificial intelligence tech. In the end, though, it was a good year for anyone with the stomach to stick through the swings, with the S&P 500 on track for its third consecutive double-digit gain. Outside of stocks, Bitcoin soared and then swooned, and the bond market got the attention. Details, SRNnews.com.